Okay.
Was he a farmer too?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's a big crop around here?
Right now, it's peanuts and tobacco.
I don't think I'd ever seen tobacco growing before I came over here.
Really?
I did a double take when I passed one of the fields. It wasn't a real funny looking college.
Tastes funny too.
Yeah. Let's see, your grandmother, was she a housewife too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And their education, any idea?
Probably about the same as his mother.
Are you married? Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Your husband, how old is he?
He's 62.
Okay. And his education?
High school.
Y'all go to the same church?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in any clubs or church groups?
No. Just church.
Okay. Where are his people from?
Homerville, Georgia.
Whereabouts is that?
That's in southeast Georgia, in Flatlands.
His parents from that area too?
Mm-hmm. They're both deceased.
Do you know anything about your earlier ancestors before your grandparents, where they came from?
No, I don't.
All right. Could you tell me a little bit about the house that you were raised in? You know, what kind of house it was, how many rooms it had, what they were?
Yes, we had 6 rooms and a hall. We used to call it a dog trot. You know, divided the rooms.
Right.
And we didn't have indoor plumbing until, I'd say, about 30 years ago, something like that.
What did you call the place that you went to? The toilet.
The outhouse.
Right.
The privy.
Yeah,
okay.
Privy is what I always heard.
Was privy kind of a joking name for it, or was it just a word that you used?
That was just a word that everybody used.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any joking words for it?
He said the two-holer.
Did you ever use that?
Yes, I did. Everybody did.
Was that ever, did you ever hear people around here call that a Johnny?
Mm-hmm. In later years.
That would be a more recent word
for
it.
Mm-hmm.
But you might call it
the privy.
Yeah. I just wanted to get you to say Johnny since you'd heard.
Oh, the Johnny. Okay.
Okay. All right. What were the different rooms in that dog trot house?
Well, we had a living room, dining room, kitchen, 3 bedrooms.
What about this house? How would you describe it?
Well, it's very compact. It's a 3 bedroom house.
Frame house?
Uh-huh.
What are the different rooms you have here?
Living room, dining room combination, kitchen, bath, bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get the questionnaire then. The room where you would entertain company, you know, the best room in the house,
mm-hmm.
What would most people around here call that?
Well, now they call it the great room. Of course, it's a den combination.
Mm-hmm. What's the usual word that you use?
We call it the den.
The den?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the word living room?
Now, that's just about out of style anymore. Since people are building new houses, they usually have a den, you know, living room combination.
People around here use the word parlor.
That's an old word. You hardly ever hear that anymore.
Do you mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Is that, if somebody said parlor, does that sound kind of highfalutin to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And the word is?
With chairs in it that don't sit too good.
Right, right.
What my grandparents called it, though.
The parlor.
Parlor.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being raised